The civil case against Conor McGregor has been continuing at the High Court in Dublin. Nikita Hand has taken an action against Mr. McGregor and another man, James Lawrence of Rafters Road in Drimna, claiming she was sexually assaulted in a Dublin hotel in December 2018. Ms. Hand is seeking damages. Both men deny her claims. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell was in court. Orla, what more did the court hear today about this alleged assault?
Well, Nikita Hand, Rachel, became extremely upset as she described to the jury what happened on the morning of December the 9th, 2018. And on a number of occasions, the court had to stop and adjourn briefly to allow her to recover herself. She described, as we've heard, going back to a hotel in Dublin with Conor McGregor and another man, James Lawrence, and a friend of hers. Today she described Conor McGregor pinning her down on a bed in the hotel room. She said his whole body was on top of her and she couldn't breathe. She said she could only move her head and she bit him. After that, she said he ended up behind her, his arm was around her neck and he choked her three times. She said she kept thinking she was going to die and that she was never going to see her child again. Eventually, he let her go and she kept saying sorry to him. She said she was trying to reassure him that she wasn't going to tell anyone so that he wouldn't hurt her again. And she said Conor McGregor said, "That's how I felt when I was in the octagon and I had to tap myself out three times." And she told the court she thought that was a weird thing to say. But after that, she said she just let him do whatever he needed to do so she would survive. She said her mind was completely gone and she said he raped her and she was completely numb.
She also spoke, I think, Orla, about what happened afterwards.
Yeah, she said she sat down on the side of the bed and started to put some clothes on and she said Conor McGregor told her to lie down with him for a while and she might sleep and she did that. She described waking up in a panic. She got her phone to text her boyfriend because she was worried that he would be concerned about her and she told him she was having a great time and was so drunk because she didn't want to worry him. Eventually, she said people were leaving. She said Conor McGregor was bringing her friend home and she was going home with Mr. Lawrence as they lived in the same direction. They went down to the garage but she ended up going back upstairs to the hotel room with Mr. Lawrence and she said at that point reality hit and she looked at bruises on her arm and she asked Mr. Lawrence if they all put a blind eye to what Conor does to women. Now he asked her if she was trying to say that Conor had done that to her and he put his hand up to his head and told her he couldn't believe that she was in that room and he was there while that was happening to her. She said she was okay one minute and then she was crying. He told her to relax and calm down, that he would get her some food. She then said she remembered waking up in a taxi and going to a friend's house. She didn't want to go home and face the reality of telling her boyfriend what had happened. She said her friend was really upset for her, was shocked by how much bruising was on her body and told her not to go home and have a shower and instead to ring the Rape Crisis Centre.
What else then did the jury hear this morning, Orla?
She said her friend took photos of her injuries, but she told her the next day to delete them because she said she wasn't pressing charges. We also heard details of text messages she exchanged with another friend after she had gone to the Rotunda Hospital. And she told this friend that she'd been raped and battered and her body was black and blue. Now, she did eventually make a statement to Gardaí in early January 2019, and she had to make another statement in February 2019 after the Gardaí had received a statement from James Lawrence. But she said eventually in 2020, she got news from the DPP that neither Conor McGregor nor James Lawrence would be prosecuted, and she said she felt absolutely devastated and let down by that. She sought a review but the decision was upheld, and the DPP correspondence mentions that it was a complex case and that there was no reasonable prospect of conviction for either man.
Orla O'Donnell at the High Court, thanks indeed for joining us with that.